coming in hot.
We'll you gotta say, get that drink, man. You gotta get that glass full before you get up. You talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you. By the way, Freddie, we are already rolling. We're live. Welcome back again, everybody. We was waiting on Freddie. He came in hot. This happens sometimes. But the good news is, you know, Freddie's promoting the podcast. And that does look like a fresh drink you got there, JR. So I think you might be on to something, bro. You know, it could be the real deal. Today we're going to talk about the NBA selection of the all defensive team, first and second team. And I can tell you right off the bat, me and JR were kind of going back and forth about whether or not that's a contradiction in terms where the NBA is concerned, because it's, you know, if you don't score 120 points a game now, everybody thinks that you had a bad day. So let me catch you up, Freddie. Before I announce who the first team was, your 30,000 foot view of defense in the NBA is what?
I think my view of defense in the NBA now is it's contingent upon who you are, what the matchup is, and what time of day in which the game is being played.
That's an interesting one, that last one.
So I think it really just depends on the player and the matchup.
JR, you've been watching the NBA, you know, for quite a while. Your thoughts on defense today in the NBA is what?
There's basically no defense. I would say great play. I see just too many people going down the middle and people just getting out their way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be scared to take fouls. You can't be scared to give fouls.
One of the things, too, that JR said before we came on air, and I thought it was a good representation, is you were saying that basically every game now is like an all-star game. Yeah. Right. And the scores, the average score of an average game today in the NBA is what it used to be at an all-star game 20 years ago. Now it's commonplace. So the game could be better, faster, whatever. But as it stands, they still do all defensive teams. So they just announced it this week. And here are your selectees. Chicago Bulls, Alex Caruso, Milwaukee Bucks, Drew Holiday, Memphis Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr., Milwaukee Bucks, Brook Lopez, and Cleveland Cavaliers forward Evan Mobley. Before I get to the second team, Freddie, any thoughts on those first five? I think we already knew that Triple J was the
defensive
player of the year. So now that they've given him the rest of his first squad members, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm okay with it because it's also, I think you have to play a certain amount of games also to be eligible for.
That's true. You got to be reliable, right? You got to be able to get counted on. Those first five, GR, anybody stick out for you or stand out?
I agree with Freddie. I have no problems with it. I don't know if that's any particular order.
For the votes, Jaren Jackson got 96. Drew Holiday was right there behind him with 94. This is for first team, right? Brook Lopez got 85. I found it interesting that Alex Caruso and Evan Mobley were both 49 and 50, or 50 and 49, respectively. So it was a pretty big drop off on those top three. So in terms of your order, JR, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good then, because I thought Brooks Lopez proved a lot, especially the second half of the season, and you know
he did well. He did well. Yeah. And to Freddie's point, I thought Brook was available. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I mean, he contributes offensively, but for a big guy, when I see a big guy, Jay, I'm talking about, you know, he's not just tall, but he's thick. You know, he tries to run you down. Yeah, he moves really, really well.
And he's older too. It's not like he's probably the oldest of all. He is the oldest.
He's got to be right.
Guys on that list.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're probably right. Your second all defensive team. Derek White, Boston; Draymond Green, Golden State; OG Anunoby, Toronto; Dylan Brooks, Memphis; Bam Adebayo, Miami. Start with you, JR. Anybody on the second team stick out for you?
Yeah, the only thing that sticks out for me is I even though I don't really like the guy, I thought Draymond should have been in the first group.
His first team votes 21.
God dang, man. Well, I think that's personality conflict. That's
could be.
That's people don't like him. That's what I feel. So
Freddie, talk to me about Dylan Brooks being on the second squad. I know that's where you're going.
How you know it was Dylan Brooks that I was talking about? Right? Because the past 2 weeks, people's calling this dude a bum and yada, yada. You know, his game don't match his, you know.
Right, right.
Now the dude is all second team NBA. And I frankly, I'm just going to be honest with you. I have not watched a lot of Memphis this year outside of the first round against the Lakers. I did not watch a lot, but I did see the highlights and things of such.
In the first team voting, he had the lowest score. He's the only one in single digits with 4 votes on the first team.
That's why he's on the second team, right? So you got to look at the you know, what I don't know if there's a third team or fourth team or whatever the case may be, right? Yeah. So he, I guess he, based upon whatever algorithm or metric that they use, he graded out better than anybody else. So I think the thing with Dylan Brooks, you know, you poked the bear and you didn't back it up and yada yada yada, whatever the case may be, you know, maybe he's getting a bad rap for it. You know, I wouldn't want him on my team personally, you know, but you know. You can't take that away from him.
Cannot take it away from him. And I think it was UGR that was saying last week that you think this alone is going to keep him in the league, right? Even though he's not on Memphis anymore.
Like Freddie said, there's going to be a market for him.
Here's the thing that gets me, and this kind of goes back to what I was telling JR about whether or not this whole all defensive thing is a contradiction in terms. How is it that last year's number one defensive player of the year isn't even first or second team this year?
Who's that? Yeah.
Marcus Smart, right? So,
I think he may have missed a bunch of games this year.
And that may be the answer, because I'm thinking he's always been playing that way and that hard. How do you drop? I mean, he didn't just drop first team. He was the guy. And now you're telling me that he doesn't show up in the first or second place voting. So maybe you got a point for it. Maybe there's I need to look that up, if there's a minimum amount of games that you have to play to be eligible, because I know Marcus was hurt at some point. But I think it kind of goes to JR's earlier point. I don't think people like defense like I do. I think less players really, really play defense. We were talking about this on I'm in another group chat with some guys with you know, LB and Vern and Rodney and a couple other cats. And one of the things that we were talking about, or I was talking about anyway, and I think I talked to you about this last night, JR, is the mentality of this league. I'm seeing more people pass up a bunny, a layup. They get there, Freddie, and they're right there at the rim, but they do this jump pass to somebody way out and they're going for a three. And at the same time, defensively, guys are now going underneath screens, which you never do. Nobody teaches that. If I'm guarding Freddie and JR sets the screen, I'm either going to push JR through right into Freddie, or I'm going to hedge on the high side to force Freddie to go the other direction. But the NBA guys just come under the screen like, I don't want no contact. And yep. Then those guys, for a split second, they get this easy look. So defensively, I'm not satisfied with where they are with that. And then offensively, you know, I think it's and I think LB said it, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of, you know, it's a 3-point shooting league now, or something to that effect. Like that this is what it is. Got you passing up. And Stan Van Gundy mentioned it in a game I saw this week. He's like, hey, he just passed up a layup, threw it way out there for a 3-point attempt, and they missed a shot, Gianni. They missed a 3-pointer.
And to your point, these guys are losing games by maybe 2-3 points. It doesn't make sense. And this, like you said before, they're soft. They really are soft. They don't want the contact. You know, they get a broken fingernail, got to sit out a week. So, you know,
and here's the thing too. Yeah, I get that. And you know, when you think about it, I think we talked about this some time ago. We know the league is changing. Yes, all the way that Steph plays, that we've gotten used to, kids are playing that way now. That's how you can tell the game has changed, right? You know, I always valued the three in the right situation when I was coaching, but they're actually teaching it now as more of a first option in making layup. But when you see professionals doing a great job of coming off that wing screen, getting a good pin down, getting to the rim, and then turning and passing, it's it's mind boggling. So that's kind of where I am with it. You know, defensively, I like to see good defense. I like to see guys who know how to block shots. I thought Drew Holiday, you know, he's the type of guy for me that's consistently on you. You know what I mean? Just on you without not that Pat Beverly on you, but on you with active hands and active feet. And he frustrates people. That to me is good defense, but I do think it's becoming a rarity in the NBA, right? So that's really, really all we wanted to cover today. You know, Freddie's last show before he goes on holiday. Conference finals will begin next week while Freddie is in Europe. Before we run out, though, anybody got something to say? I'm going to start with Freddie because, you know, he ain't here next week. Freddie, you got something to say?
As something to say? Nah, I don't. Not at the moment.
All right, fair enough, JR. You got something to say this week?
Yeah, I got something to say.
Oh, whoa. I got a timer here. All right, brother, you on the clock. Go.
All right. Look, life is too short. We driving, people trying to just merge. And there's a backup in traffic. There's no need on you rushing the hell up because you see my signal on to pull over to the left. Just slow down.
Let a man in.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, people go out their way, look like they try to speed up, almost gonna damn hit you because you're trying to get over. You can't go nowhere. And then when I get in the line, get behind you, you sit there, not trying to look in your rearview mirror like an idiot.
Because they don't want to get eye contact.
Yeah, life is too short, man. Just ease up. Let people get in. Everybody gonna get to where they need to go. Period.
I'm not going to let you get
I'm
in.
I'm talking about in traffic is damn near stopped. There's no way in the hell you're
they
going.
They see you coming, they speed up.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man.
I'm not going to let you slow me up by 2 minutes and somebody else get my parking spot.
Man.
That's a good, I got something to say, man. People need to take their time out there. And to JR's point, you know, we can all get there if we work together. You know, it's not that difficult. I got something to say too. I hope I don't leave anybody out, but there just seems to be a lot of birthdays in May. So I'm going to say happy birthday to Glenn. Our own JR had a birthday just a couple days ago. Congratulations, old boy, old bean.
Happy birthday. How old are you, JR?
Big 66.
66 to the senior member.
66 never looks so good.
Of the staff.
I'm not going to say that, but you don't look 66. I'm not going to say that, but you don't look 66. You look, I would have, if you would have said 60, I'm like, all right. But you don't look 66.
I would concur with that. Our good friend Steve, a photographer buddy of mine, he had a birthday this month. My guy Coach Howard has a birthday coming up this week. My guy Lawrence Brooks has a birthday coming up next week. It just seems like May.
Yeah, man, don't forget your godson.
And we got Desi Boy on the 15th. You know, by my count, 38. Is that?
Yes, sir. Yep, 38.
Yeah, 38. So I mean, May just seems to be chock full. So, you know, hopefully I didn't omit anybody. But to all you cats out there with birthdays in May. I got something to say is congratulations. Love all you guys. Happy birthday. Hope you all had a great one. That's all we got time for this week. We're going to bug out again. Hopefully you will enjoy the show. We're glad to have you guys here. If we don't talk to you between now and what did we call it, Freddie? The semifinals. Enjoy these playoffs as you can. Do not focus on defense because we're not focused on defense. And we will see you guys next week.
Hey, Freddie, safe travels.
Yep.